The following segment is from the Palpably Unfair podcast on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The way this worked out with the football gods is just pennies from heaven, because our special guest today is a real expert in the world of the Green Bay Packers. And if you've noticed, there's been a lot of Aaron Rodgers chatter that started around the draft, has accelerated just about each and every day, including today. That guest is my good friend Justice Mosqueda. You can follow him on Twitter at JUMOSQ. Justice, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, other than the whole Green Bay Packers thing. Outside of that, man, just ideal life right now.
This thing goes back a long way, over 15 years ago, and there has been always been tension there. It has truly never gone away. Would you agree with that statement?
100%. He's really motivated by hate. I mean, going back to his college days, right, where he's like, you know, no one gave me an offer, this and that. You know, Illinois gave him a walk-on opportunity, right? His first start at Cal, he beats the crap out of Illinois, right? Just stuff like that, where it's like everything in this guy's career comes back around to, all right, and then I got revenge. I think another thing that needs context is we were in a different collective bargaining agreement to the point where if you signed a rookie quarterback, number one overall, you have to have conversations with that person to negotiate that person's contract. Right. And that was one of the reasons why Rodgers kept falling down the draft. If, you know, Rodgers would have been a prospect in 2011, I don't think he drops down to, you know, pick 24, pick 25, whatever it was. And that's a totally different conversation than a guy like Jordan Love. No one was having conversations the week of the draft saying, hey, Jordan Love, you know, maybe you should go first overall, but there's a contract dispute and he might end up falling down the board. That's right. Not the same conversation that we're having, but people are making one-to-one comparisons right now. Like Murphy and Gutekunst are like going through this like fake destiny path. Yeah, I mean, I think Rodgers believes his career was mismanaged. Point blank, period. You know? And I think he had an opportunity. I think he thought he wanted to ride out like Elway. And Elway is the only person who's ever rode out like Elway, which is the toughest thing.
This is the fresh start that they needed with Rodgers. He seems to really like it and get along with LaFleur. At least that's my outsider viewpoint. But in the middle of all that, they select Utah State quarterback Jordan Love, 26 overall, in the 2020 NFL draft.
I think when we're talking about Jordan Love, we're talking about a first-round pick that got stripped from being able to contribute to Rodgers' career. And that's the way he sees it, right? Where it's, we could have pushed for a title run, right? We could have pushed for a title run, and you're thinking about the future. You're allowed to miss as long as you still push when it's title time. That's kind of the mentality. As long as you have that mentality, it's fine, right? But I think the way Rodgers saw it, which is perfectly, I think it's perfectly fair, is that, you know, you're trying to prepare for after me. I'm trying to win right now. So when we're talking about him going to another team, the Packers play hardball, right? When Casey Hayward hits free agency, he doesn't get an offer from the Packers. When Micah Hyde gets his free agency, he doesn't get an offer from the Packers, right? Like we see this happen over and over again where they play hardball. And you know, it comes down to those early extensions too, where, hey, we're giving you an early extension offer. If you take it, you take it. If not, we're not even going to help you drive the price up when you go in free agency because you're not going to re-sign with us, right? I think they'd force Aaron Rodgers to retire. I think they would. I think that's the situation we're going to, and they're going to say, hey, all right, actually retire, come play for us. I think that's kind of what, you know, what we're leading up to.
Do you think that's the right move for the Broncos if they were to give up three first-round picks? Do you think that makes them an instant contender?
How much does job security matter, right? how you doing, John Elway? I understand you're not the general manager anymore, but hey, man, there's a lot of heat there, you know? So I think that's kind of the mindset, right? Where, yeah, it's the same thing. The Raiders is an interesting one because I mean, can they buy Gruden out?
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.